Where am I?
You're with Spy Vibe and Cocktail Nation.
Following his succession of suave TV adventures like Richard Diamond, Private Detective, and Peter Gunn, Blake Edwards created Mr. Lucky in 1959. The series centered around the charming owner of a gambling casino and restaurant located on his yacht, and dealt with various local gangsters, criminals, and even a few international saboteurs and baddies. The show was woven from a character Edwards had created for Dick Powell on Four Star Playhouse, and Cary Grant's film, inspired by Bundles of Freedom by Milton Holmes. John Vivian was cast as the lead for his Cary Grant-like features, and he was paired up with a charismatic and funny character actor, Ross Martin, who later starred in Wild Wild West. The series mostly struck a light tone, with some hilarious scripts dealing with late 50s subculture trends like beatniks and abstract expressionism. But the show ended on a dramatic note in 1960 with a film noir-style thriller about a ring of fascists who sneak into U.S. territory to spread hate and destabilize the country. Mancini's musical ideas for the soundtrack drifted towards symphonic light jazz, Buddy Cole supplied some organ-drenched solos, which now might seem a bit roller skater rink, but the recordings captured an interesting period of easy listening and exotica, and the novelty of stereo panning by RCA's Living Stereo experiments. In these next two tracks, Don Fagerquist brought some much-needed energy to the score with his outstanding trumpet solos. Here's Chime Time, and That's It, and That's All. Thank you.
We'll see you back here with Spy Vibe and Cocktail Nation. And please visit www.spyvibe.com, the home of 1960s style in action.
Sei wie Tier ist 007 und alle Damen lieben Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.